penis.
Yes.
All right, welcome to the show.
Welcome to fucking Cumtown. A beautiful day today.
Beautiful Monday.
Beautiful
here
day
Brooklyn.
Here.
It's Tuesday, you fucking
Tuesday.
You,
sorry.
You got
gooch. It's after a long weekend. You know, I take all my bank holidays off just like I take the other 6 days of the week off when we're not recording.
That's right.
Brooklyn, Mexico.
We're in Brooklyn, Mexico.
We're here in Brooklyn, Mexico. It's a beautiful day.
To penis.
My penis.
Dutch penis.
Dutch penis. Oh, fuck. Damn, it's so nice out.
It is really nice out.
Suck my dick away. Suck my dick, I'm gay. Bum, bum, bum. I want to fucking stroll out with my titties out.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the summertime, dude. Yeah,
you know what you should get into?
What's that?
Deep V's.
No.
You know also what you should get into?
I don't think so.
Rosary beads and deep
V's. No, I'm not a fucking Catholic, motherfucker.
Not,
I'm Greek
you
Orthodox.
Don't have to be Catholic. I'm just
Greek
saying
Orthodox.
It's just have a more Despacito style, like, style.
That's not
for
my
the spring.
Fucking style, bro.
Listen,
I'm
I can
gold
get
chains.
That.
I'm other bracelets, but rosary beads?
You're Orthodox.
You
what
think
does
I'm
that
a
mean?
Fucking papist?
What, do you have to walk around with an incense like
no,
ball?
Now, first of all, they stole that from us too, but.
No, I thought that's Eastern
what
Orthodox.
What is love?
I love that
oh,
song.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I loved Night at the Roxbury as a kid.
What is love?
It was my favorite movie.
You're copying.
No,
my
I swear to God,
memories.
I rented it for my birthday party.
You're
one
copying
year.
My memories.
You're copying his memory.
I'm not copying, dude.
I love that.
He's
shit,
copying
dude.
My memories.
I was them for Halloween.
It's the perfect joke.
He's copying me.
It's a perfect joke for little boys.
I don't understand. There's a guy who's copying me.
That's true, because those characters are little boys.
They're little boys.
They don't understand how pussy works. I had no
idea.
They
hump women. They like back. They put a woman. They sandwich a woman. They just hump her back and forth.
I
thought that was so funny.
I thought that was a great. Me and my boys used to do that at the. Speaking of Greek Orthodox, mm-hmm. at the Goya Greek Orthodox Youth of America.
Yeah,
dances.
I remember I did that too. Actually,
you're a liar.
No,
dude.
Now I was lying. That was a lie.
Okay, because you didn't have.
But the rest of it was the truth.
You didn't have the guts to do it.
No, I couldn't.
You didn't
go.
Have the guts to rub your little penis on a girl under
Greek,
the guise of a joke.
I'm Greek Orthodox.
Shut the fuck up. Some things are too far.
He's Greek Orthodox.
I'm Greek Orthodox.
That doesn't even make sense. And we don't have any of that in our mm-hmm. gene pool, thank you very much. Greeks are superior. We bred out. The Spartans used to fucking punt retarded
infanticide,
babies.
Infanticide, yeah.
Actually, that's fucked up. I'm Athenian. I'm not a Spartan, dude.
You're an artist.
I'm the fucking
philosopher.
I'm the brain and the little ass dick.
Mm-hmm.
Spartans are fucking animals. Everyone who's worshiping 300, no. They were cruel to fucking people with birth defects, and they all raped each other.
Stop touching my penis.
Whereas Athenians, you couldn't exactly call it rape. It was more sexual coercion of children than raping them.
It was like a training program.
You teach them fucking geometry and philosophy and shit.
Well, it was a mentorship. It was like
mentor.
It was like
mentee.
A big brother's little and brother's.
Yeah. Suck on my father's dick.
Suck on my father's penis.
Ba bum. Sucked on my daddy's balls.
It's pretty funny that they figured
out
a way
suck his dick.
To be homophobic, even though
as my
dad,
I remember, but man, I miss being a little youngin.
A little youngin, huh?
Man, I remember my daddy. He called me sucking on his nuts while he was asleep. Made me suck. He said, "You gonna sit here? You gonna suck my whole dick? You gonna suck my whole dick?"
And I never sucked another.
And it
damn.
made me sick. But yeah, man, I had to go to school. We had in chorus class. Everybody's laughing at me because my vocal cords was bruised.
That's why you talk that way.
And
I thought it was still cigarettes.
Oh no, I'm first generation Taiwanese. my vocal cords. Hey, good afternoon. My name is. Presidential candidate Andrew Yang.
I think you mean mayoral candidate.
Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang.
Andrew Yang.
That's the thing I love about New York. You go into the bodega.
Stop with that, man.
You go into the bodega.
That is
and
how
he said, let me get a chirp cheese and put a good extra something mm-hmm. on it.
We can either.
Let me get extra cern on the chopped cheese and down
the chopped cheese.
Yeah. Like, hey, man, are you okay? Nah, I'm having a stroke.
What was it? We could have cashews or issues.
There are two things you need to know about me.
What a bust nuts.
I'm from Taiwan and I'm having a stroke.
You want me to have cashews or issues?
You want me to have cashews or issues?
Come down here and bust nuts.
You want to come bust nuts with me? Then we ain't got no problem. But we're going to have a problem, then it's going to be we're going to have problems. We're going to have word. I don't got word problems. I got action problems.
So true.
You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Yang, the question was about school vouchers.
The vouchers will be redeemed for Bitcoin. I already said that. I already said we don't need no damn schools if you just give the kids cryptocurrency.
If you got, yep.
Mm-hmm. Currency.
They got cryptocurrency, but they ain't got no blood row currency. That's the problem, is that there ain't no violence to it.
There needs to be more violence in the crypto markets.
Look, a lot of people, they don't trust me because they know I said the N-word throughout my teen years. Mm. But you have to understand, that was an act of endearment.
That makes him the most New York candidate possible. If as a Chinese teenager he said the N-word, that's... Queens is crawling with those guys.
Have you taken the subway?
Have you taken
Flushing?
The seven? Yeah. All it is Chinese kids.
You
want to
call it the seven?
Close your
saying
eyes.
Saying the N-word.
Like, they call it the seven because I grew up on the seven. You know what I'm saying? I'm Chinese. I'm from Flourishing. And I grew up on the seven. They call it the seven because there's seven letters you say when you on that train.
Yeah, no. I don't think that's why they call it that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. They think it's the seven train is named after the letters in the N-word?
No, it's
the number of letters?
N-I-G-A-F-A-G.
I don't think that's the seven true.
That's on my license plate.
Mr. Yang.
Wait, I'm sorry, Mr. Yang. That's are you right. saying that your license plate?
I got a.
Says
I,
you got two a van- slurs.
You got a vanity.
I got a Toyota. I got a stretch limousine Toyota Avalon with NIGAFAG on the license plate.
Wow, that's bad for the city.
That's
to drive
fucked
a,
up. Man.
And I got a parallel whole, perk that.
And we got look. You know how they got moon roofs? This thing, the entire top glass, and then there's a shark tank above
nice.
It.
So oh, that's nice.
Above when you it. Look it up, you just see. Seeing sharks.
That's awesome.
You just seeing, and you would drive around the avenues, rubbing down the city in the avenues, and you looking up at sharks eating all the buildings.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, is that?
And that's called the dollar bill money mentality.
Is it a little?
That's called the cash dollar bill.
So is it a very high Avalon, or are you smushed under the?
Yeah, it'd be on 82s.
Okay,
you got 82s.
No, okay, I understand. So it's high. Mm-hmm. But does that give you enough space to sit if you're under the aquarium?
Hold on, let me explain something to you.
Yeah,
because I don't think you understand what we're seeing.
I don't.
I think you have a bit of a comprehension problem.
I am. I'm having a hard time comprehending the layout of this limousine.
It's on 82s,
but that only makes it higher. It's on 82s. It doesn't make the actual inside
it's on
82s. Taller.
It's on 82s. But the car be sitting in the middle of the tires, okay. So but down low, so it's hung.
The
it's
tires
slung.
Are higher than the car.
Tires are higher than the car, and the tires drag the car along the ground.
Okay, all right.
So the car
dropped.
You still got it. Look, I don't understand. So I'm having even a harder time
the car,
understanding.
The
now.
Car got a snow. They got like a train plow on the front.
Okay,
a cow pusher.
It's a train plow.
And so that digs into the streets.
Oh, I see. You're destroying the street.
It destroys in
street shark style.
And they stole the idea from me. That's
shark.
What I was. Yeah. I was the first NIGFAG on the block that had a car.
Please stop saying that.
But I'm Chinese. I'm Mr. from Flourishing.
Yeah. That's you just it's, come on,
growing
man.
Up in Flourishing. Yeah. We would all call each other.
I think you're from upstate New York.
We would call. I'm first generation Taiwanese, so pardon me if I'm calling my friends NIGFAGs.
Okay. All right. Please stop.
I have a question just to change tracks.
But
so candidate,
I said I was the first person to be destroying the streets with a bunch of sharks on top of my car.
Yeah.
And then that show came out, and I said, what? I said, hold on a damn minute, Mernon.
So, candidate Yang, there's been a lot of.
I ain't seen nothing like that in the hot pot before. I've been. Go ahead.
In the hot pot.
So, I'm sorry.
There's been a lot of anti-Chinese and
That's
Asian
true.
Sentiment after the coronavirus, which, as you
which,
know,
what are you talking about? I don't even know.
There was
a virus
that came from Wuhan in China.
No, I don't know nothing about that shit. Anyway, so what we're trying to do is think about like eBay, but for pussy.
Woo! The crowd is going wild. Andrew Yang with a landslide victory in the mayoral primary with running on the platform of eBay for pussy.
Everybody trying to be a search worker right now, but if you're trying to be a search worker and you ain't got your shit cert, then you in for suck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you ain't cert, you suck.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. Because we got a lot of, you know, they be thinking that people outside of New York be thinking that's for Jews only.
Right.
Uh-huh. But, you know, the reality is it increases the sensation.
Not getting cert.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. Andrew Yang, everyone who's from Baltimore and Oakland, it sounds like at the same time.
Let me explain you something. Let me explain something to you.
Yes.
Look, you got a hat on and you go outside. How's that feel on your head? The weather, the wind. Imagine wind is
pussy. I can't
really
feel the wind.
Imagine wind. You can't feel
it. Okay, so the wind is
pussy. But you take the hat off. And now you got pussy all over your motherfucking face.
Oh, the wind is pussy
dripping down on your shirt.
Which sounds awesome.
That's why I want to take it a step further. I'm trying to get all the skin taken off my penis and turd.
Wow, that sounds painful.
I'm trying to have my shit inside her.
I thought you were against circumcision.
I've changed my mind.
Okay.
Somebody sent me some literature on the Urshu. And now my position has changed.
Has evolved.
You could even say my position has become circumcised.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's been turned inside her.
Because of the metaphor of a hat on your head and wind being pussy. Is that what turned it around for you?
I don't even think about it. Because that's how, you know, Jews be doing that shit with everything, you know.
That's true. Uh-huh.
You wear a hat to hide the fact that you're going bald.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the Jews said, why don't we just cut it down to the part where you're actually bald?
Yes.
And then we can get when we can feel all that pussy wind on our
hair.
On our hair.
But not on our bald head. Where it would slide off.
You want the rest of the hair grow.
You want the hair saturated.
You want just a wet pussy.
Yeah, like a small hat. Yeah. A small hat to cover the bald part.
The bald part.
Yeah.
Because pussy juice can be corrosive to the skin.
And they're just doing the same shit with the cocks.
That's awesome. You know what? Honestly, Mr. Yang, you have turned turned me around on that.
Yeah, I know we're supposed to be the moderators and be objective, but
between eBay for pussy and getting pussy juice,
he had me at eBay for pussy.
He had me there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what about the issue of
child molestation?
Yeah, what about that as an issue? That?
We're like, no.
Oh, my bus.
My bus.
What do you mean? What is
my bus?
We got to bring
my bus. Move on, please.
Okay.
Next question.
What about an occupancy tax? Oh, is that your Nextel?
Where are you at?
Who's Nextelling you?
Sorry, I'm just my shit blowing up. I ain't trying to interrupt Mr. Kamala over here.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, Mr. Kamal? That's just a black guy.
I'm just trying to, you know, my shit be blown up, but it's just different business.
Yeah, Mr. Kamal in real life is a Jewish guy. It's not even a black guy. Like, never mind.
Wait, is there a guy named Mr. Kamala?
In this situation, Mr. Kamala,
I'm on a debate stage,
yeah,
and we're debating, and I'm interrupting somebody's answer by pretending girls are blowing up my phone.
Oh, I see, I see. So it's not girls.
It's not the phone.
It's
not
guys.
It's me making noise.
Oh, you're calling yourself.
Me making a noise with my mouth.
What do you have to say?
Thanks for being honest.
Mr. Yang, please wait.
My shit blurring up.
It's not blurring up.
It's blurring up.
We can see your phone. It is not lighting up.
And it's bitches that got they pussy hard from my pernis. That might not sure well with some of you.
Mr. Yang, where did you pick this accent up from exactly, and what is it?
Yeah, is this
it's a traditional Taiwanese accent.
Oh, this is from Taiwan.
Yeah, I'm from Taiwan.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea, sir.
Yeah, the doctor says it's brain cancer. The doctor says I got a benign tumor that's grown to half the size of my skull.
Wow.
But it's benign.
Right. I told him benign. How about you suck this benign and a half?
Mm-hmm.
That's very funny.
Thank you, Mr. Yang.
I'll give him that. That's very funny. But he's got problems with redistricting. So you shouldn't vote for that man.
Okay. Okay, okay. How many motherfuckers are running?
I'm bringing back bananas in pajamas, but this time you can see they're circumcised.
You can see their penises.
The top of the banana.
Now let me ask you this:
peeled the
down
top
a
of the banana
bit.
Been peeled down.
Oh, so yeah. Wait, they're all the. You're telling me you're revealing that the bananas in pajamas are actually two cocks, two giant cocks.
No, they're bananas.
Oh,
but it's a metaphor.
I see.
That's what makes art good.
Do you think some people might think what you're saying is
like
that the bananas are penises?
Look, so like if I just said, oh, it's about a Polar Express, it's about a train that goes to the North Pole, that would be gay. But when you say the train is actually about like the mentality of lifestyles, that's how you know.
Are you a big Robert Zemeckis animation fan?
That's how you know it's a genius. That's the dollar bill cash mentality.
Dollar bill cash money mentality, of course.
Wow.
It's about executive styles of life management.
Between that's the right. dollar bill cash money mentality and being Chinese and saying the N-word, that locks up a lot of New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he flips on circumcision, that's three of the biggest.
Then you got the Orthodox Jews.
You got Jews, you got Chinese
teenagers.
You know
what I'm saying? You know, they got circumcision, but I'm trying to get smirkumcision. I'm trying to get a smirk.
So you want a smile?
Yeah, I say carve my shit up so it looks like my dick is like, what's up, ma?
It's smirking.
Hey, how you doing, ma?
You want your penis to look like Heath Ledger and the Joker without
his
makeup?
So the lip, the hole, the slit, it's got one, it's like the cheeks coming up on one. Inside and yeah, say, like, hey, I see you.
Oh, and that way you'll come, okay. You'll come in sort of a crescent moon shape.
Yeah, and I got on the side like a shark mouth tattooed on me.
Oh, yeah, you're into sharks. And then
like a Sailor Jerry, like a girl.
Yeah.
That says, it ain't over till the fat lady turns.
Oh, wow. But she's not fat, the girl.
Yeah, the girl's
no,
saying.
She's
it.
Fine as shit.
I'm
she's
fucking fine. That. That's the girl. Yeah. I'm fucking the fine girl. The fat bitch is just, she's some bitch that
she sings.
That's how you know when shit's done. Because back in the day in the factory, they used to hire a fat bitch to sing at the end of the day.
Oh.
That's where that expersion.
That's when it was quitting time.
That's where that expersion comes
from. The expersion.
The expersion, because it was the boss's wife. Because she'd be like, hey, I'm thinking about becoming like a celebrity and trying to sing. And she would try, and everybody would be like, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's annoying.
This fat bitch, ain't nobody trying to fuck her ass, and now she pretends she's talented. She pretended she talented instead of just
I had no idea.
Just big.
Thank you, Mr. Yang. Once again, you've gone over your time by 45 minutes. No one is here anymore. It's just...
All right, don't forget that shit. The most important takeaway, I invented street sharks.
Damn, it would be awesome if that's what Andrew Yang sounded like.
Mm-hmm,
then I would vote for him.
Oh, remember when Andrew Yang was first running and I did a Chinese voice and you were like, is that what he sounded
yeah,
like?
I never heard him talk. It was possible.
Oh, what was it? Something embarrassed.
No, it's not possible.
Nick was doing like his hardcore Chinese accent.
Say, it's not. You know,
why is it not possible?
Because it's not possible.
You guys are racist for thinking that, not me. Mm-hmm. I'm the kind of guy that thinks America's ready for a guy that talks like that to be president.
I don't know if we are.
You're not.
I'm what ready. I'm ready. I don't know if America's ready.
That's the kind of guy I am, though, I'm giving America the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I'm ready to hear his voice
and
then know what it sounds like.
Who the fuck else is running for mayor?
Some chicks.
Oh, nice.
They better.
Suck on my dick. I'm gay. Suck on my dick.
Cool. This is cool sound effect.
My penis is small. You're gonna suck into my dick.
Sometimes if I fart and it's like a long, squeaky one, I'll say, ooh, barracuda, at the end. And I don't know why. It doesn't have any relation to the song.
They get that a couple times.
Oh, barracuda. I don't know why. It doesn't sound like that.
They hit something in that tenor a couple times in the song.
Do they?
Not right before barracuda, but yeah.
Depends
it's there.
What kind of fart.
Something like that.
Gay ass song. That's about a fish.
Barracuda, but a like, scary fish though.
Wait, barracudas are fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're violent.
The fuck
fish.
Do you think it was? Some type of cat?
I thought it was like a fucking like a Tasmanian devil type of thing. I swear to God, I thought doesn't that sound like a furry type
Come
of
on,
Wolverine
bro.
Type of thing?
You never watched Legend of the Hidden Temple?
You're thinking of a Wolverine.
I guess now that you're saying that, I am thinking of a Wolverine.
No, a hunter.
But
badger.
You know what I thought? It was something in between Wolverine and like badger.
No,
a barracuda was like a smaller Wolverine,
like a
kind of Tasmanian devil,
a fierce fish.
They're like piranha.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
They're like a long.
They have like a snout. Piranha. Yeah,
that
yeah.
does suck. Dude.
You don't remember Legends of the Hidden Temple? The blue barracudas.
No, none of us watched it. You're the only one who watched.
I did watch that, but I was not paying attention.
And I was accusing my cat of watching baby shows while I was gone, and that was making me laugh. Like, what are you doing? Just watching fucking Arthur and Barney in here? Fucking loser.
Fucking idiot. The cat's
yeah. The cat has
begging for food.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't get
begging
food
for
you
attention
because you watch baby shows.
Instead of me doing bits at the cat that it doesn't understand.
And the cat's not even paying attention.
Who knows, man? Maybe the cat does understand.
Look at this motherfucker.
Oh, that's what a barracuda is, huh?
Let me see it.
Wow,
scary.
I got to say, I think it should be an animal with fur.
All right. Well, write a letter to God.
A barracuda, I will.
One of those. There was like one of those medical mystery shows where they like somebody's like all fucked up, and there was some guy that went to the hospital. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. It took like 2 days to figure out that he had just like eaten a barracuda that he caught.
Oh shit!
And got like a
bad for you.
We got like a barracuda parasite.
Oh,
but they're like, is there anything like I don't know what it could be? And he's like, well, I guess I ate this weird fish.
Are you not supposed to eat barracudas?
I think there's a lot of shit you're not supposed to just eat.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
Why? It's a fucking fish. You chop it up?
Because it's dangerous. It's a dangerous fish.
I don't give a fuck.
Obviously, if it got that powerful, you have nature decided that it is to be respected.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's nothing more delicious than fucking forbidden flesh.
Yeah, they don't have predators because they
we should have tried
taste like shit.
Fugu when we were in Japan.
Oh, pufferfish?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Hell yeah, dude. That was
think it's delicious?
That's
enough?
Awesome.
Instead of doing the only thing I did while I was there, which is buy Kit Kats that I thought were special in Japan, but it turns out they sell them.
The green tea?
You know, they do the green tea ones are here, but there are plenty of ones you can only get in Japan.
Like what?
They love Kit Kats.
Do you know
Kats
that for
there.
A fact?
Yes.
Yeah, they have a million
flavors. We're gonna bring over all the
I mean,
Kit
I suppose
Kats.
You could order them off the
and
internet.
And this is brought to you by BlueChew.com.
Blurcher.
Let me make sure it's brought to you because I gotta start doing this by the yeah, it is by BlueChew.com.
Yeah. This shit is brought to you by motherfucking BlueChew.com.
My penis doesn't work.
Put your phone down.
I'm looking for the read.
Down. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're checking your fucking.
No.
You're checking your fucking portfolio.
No, Nick sent us the read.
If you check your penis twice a day for cancer, you should check your penis 17 times a day.
With the man's mouth.
With BlueChew.com, if you like sex, you love sex.com. If you love Blue Chew, you'll love sex.com. BlueChew.com.
What do you think sex.com's got on it?
Probably.
You never checked it when
I've
you were
never
like 11?
Sex.com.
That was
checked,
like the first website I checked.
I checked tits.com first. No, that was my first step.
Sex.com was the first one I checked.
Nah, dude. That's why you don't have any imagination. You got to go tits.com. And I was caught, in fact, at the Roland Park Middle School computer lab looking up tits.com. Oh, hell yeah.
It's just.
What's that?
It's sex.com.
That's awesome.
Oh, nice, dude.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of. I'm actually just got a little jump in my cock.
A woman's pussy. Here for change.
Let's look at sex.
I have to say, I'm rock hard right now because I took a Blue Chew this
yes,
morning.
Yes, exactly. And you just take the Blue Chew.
Oh, nice.
Check out sex.com.
Now, what you doing with that gigantic dildo? That thing must be 6'5" What kind of human pussy can take all that? I don't like that kind of pornography.
That's fake.
What is that? A whole 5.5 to 6.25-inch dildo?
Yeah, it's not massive. Real.
That's disgusting.
So big, it's disgusting.
They're blowing out that woman's pussy.
That dildo must be.
She's
like
gonna have incontinence problems from now on.
Yeah, she'll never be the same.
If you like BlueChew.com, you should check out BlueChew.com.
You should check out BlueChew if you like to get your dick hard and in a pussy or an ass or a mouth,
mm-hmm.
or in between a fucking feet or an armpit, whatever the fuck you're into, and you're mad, you're.
If you like sex,
go to cum.town and then from there buy a shirt.
Don't do it. Don't do your own read in the middle
no,
of the
they're
read.
They're not gonna
but
like
they're
that.
Different things. If you wear a cum.town shirt while eating the
okay,
shirt,
put on the shirt mm-hmm.
and then buy the shirt and then nut
open
into
up
the shirt.
Internet Explorer.
And,
but yeah, beat off
and while you're
then,
online.
And then go to stavi.biz where there's other shirts that you can also buy.
And if you want to go to BlueChew.com. You can check out, there are two drugs that they sell.
Yep.
Sildenafil.
And Tadalafil.
One of them is for Sicilians and the other is for homosexuals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You figure out which.
Ta-da.
The secret is they're both the same pill.
Ta-da.
Oh, ta-da pills for gay magicians who can't get hard.
Well, that's what they say. They take their preps and they go, ta-da. I'm all cured.
Mm-hmm. No, listen, folks, we have a good time. We joke around in here, but in all seriousness, tadalafil and sildenafil are fucking Cialis and Viagra.
Yeah,
the
listen
same
to
active
us. We're being
ingredients.
Serious.
We're being serious here, and you're going to want to take those to get your prick hard as fuck.
The BlueChew.com affiliated physicians will suck you
they'll,
off.
You'll show them a picture of your cock. They'll try with all their might to get it hard, and if they can't, that's the test. They've hired Corinne Superhead Stevens on the BlueChew.com staff.
Chewables.
She sucks your cock. If
through
it doesn't get
the
hard,
internet.
If Chewables, it doesn't get hard, you get the pills for free.
Chewables right. Can work faster. The Chewables from BlueChew.com taking on a full or empty stomach. Online physician consult is free, so it's super intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Only takes a few minutes to connect to BlueChew.com. Affiliated physician isn't qualified. You can push out online quickly.
So true.
No person doctor visit, no our conversation with a live pharmacy.
None of that stuff.
Suck really adored in discreet packaging.
That's right. Discreet.
What if I just started getting drunk just for the reads?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and then,
we stop the episode, then let me sleep for 12 hours.
Yeah, have a coffee.
It's like a flight.
Put a fucking, yeah.
Are we ready to do the rest of the show? Yes, we are. Yes, I am. Did I crash that plane? Yes, I did, and I'll do it again.
What was flight? He did crash it, but
he crashed a plane on purpose to get his penis hard because it makes him come.
Interesting.
Blue Chew gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it.
That's so fucking true.
It only takes a few minutes to connect with a Blue Chew.com.
Let me tell you, I've had sex with Blue Chew. I've had sex without Blue Chew.
Same.
And I've shoved it in my ass.
And women much prefer when I take
and
Blue
women
Chew.
Women think his dick sucks.
Without Blue Chew, yes.
Without it, and then he takes it, and they say
they don't even try and say they also think it sucks. Still.
Hold on, let me go over here.
Do it.
They say it sucks.
What the fuck? I can hear you, Michael Douglas.
Why? What do you mean?
You're but it's sexy. Me. Say it, but
I'm whispering. I'm doing it behind his back. He can't hear me. Listen here.
Where'd gay Michael Douglas
just
go?
Just let him talk.
Just wait one.
Do you know where he went?
He's whispering.
And I'll tell you.
What's he whispering?
We saw.
I don't know.
His,
I can't hear.
We saw his dick, and it was the smallest dick I've ever seen.
I can't hear what you're saying, but it feels like he's lying.
I watched The China Syndrome the other day.
Did you do it by going to BlueChew.com and using promo code?
Promo code
Cumtown.
Cumtown or Cumtown 20. Right?
And you just have to pay shipping on your first
and
order.
It's free. Your cock gets hard for free.
For free.
$5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com. So promo code Cumtown. Michael Douglas is in China Syndrome.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And well, I was watching Richard Jewell at the time. First.
Nice.
I watched Richard Jewell and I said, how about Richard Drool? And it's about a retarded guy that finds
a bomb at Millennium Park?
No. Please, come on.
Sorry.
Yeah. I start the joke.
All right. I didn't mean to say
and
that.
Then you derail
sorry,
it by
I'm
saying
sorry.
What
just
Richard
the plot. Just the full straight
well, it would
plot.
Be a mashup because it would be a retarded guy that finds the
it's
bomb.
A retarded guy that finds choking hazards at the Special
okay.
Olympics.
That's better. That's better.
You didn't even consider
that's
the Olympics
better.
Angle.
Yeah,
that's
better.
Because Richard Jewell's about the, what is it, Adam?
Richard Jewell. Well, anyways, I said that to my dad.
That was creative. That was inventive.
And he didn't respond. And then I was watching China Syndrome, and I said, "How about China Syndrome?" But they get to the titular line where the scientist looks at Jane Fonda, and he goes, "They call it the China Syndrome." She says, "Why do they call it that?" He goes, "Because you'd have to be a fucking mongoloid to let that happen."
That's funny.
I'm not familiar with the film, but
oh, it's good. Michael Douglas is in. He plays the cameraman.
Nice.
I've got this tape you got to see.
It's a woman sucking my penis.
I kept the camera rolling while we were in the nuclear reactor, and I went into the bathroom, and I made a video of me and Jack Lemmon having sex.
Damn, what do you think would happen if you had gay sex in a nuclear reactor? You think it would make you even gayer?
No. Great, a China Syndrome. Wilford Brimley's in that movie, too.
Oh, what is the China Syndrome?
I'm not a Navy guy. I've been a company man 30 years. You tell me how to have gay sex. He's good in that.
I don't think I've seen it. What happens?
If they, I haven't seen it.
If they ever made a Chapo movie, Wilford Brimley
from 40 years ago should play Matt Christmas.
Plays Matt?
Yeah.
That's good casting.
Yeah.
That's dream casting.
Mm-hmm.
If they made a Cometown movie, we would have...
Nancy Pelosi's a cunt. She's got a vagina vetus. She's got a vagina vetus. Your lancets, your medications, delivered directly to your door.
Oh, I see. Vagina vetus is diabetes.
When you got a penis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you got diabetes.
Diabetes.
Have you got a guy a penis?
A guy is penis.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I love more than oatmeal is getting fucked in my ass.
Did he love oatmeal?
He was that was his thing before Liberty Mutual.
Really?
He was the oatmeal guy.
I had no idea.
You remember that?
I remember him solely from Liberty Mutual and diabetes.
Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Oh, so wow. Good. Liberty came up, huh? Because now they're everywhere. They got that emu. Or no, is that a different guy?
Mm-hmm.
Who fucking cares? Fuck commercials.
Yeah. I don't care about any commercials. Dude, other than BlueChew.com.
The only commercials I care about BlueChew.com.
Eating oatmeal is the only thing I know how to do.
Okay. And some other commercial in about 15 minutes, probably.
You know, when I was a kid and got a hold of a nickel, I thought I was rich. I didn't turn up my nose at pennies either. Today, some folks won't even bend to pick them up.
I remember this ad.
Because I fucked up.
Well, here's a bowl of steaming Quaker oatmeal. And I can't think of a healthier way to start the day. Cost you one nickel and 4 pennies. So if you can't be bothered with nickels and pennies, throw them in a jar. Start an oatmeal fund. Quaker Oats.
That is such a sad thing to do.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, back when they invented pennies, I mean, what the fuck is that?
That is such a depressing.
Are you so poor your breakfast needs to cost 9 cents?
What are you, a
Quaker Oats?
Damn, dude.
Back when I was a kid.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't want some oatmeal right now.
I'm not an oatmeal guy.
I love oatmeal.
I like it when you dress it up, you know, mm-hmm. with
that's
some fruits.
That's one of the things I miss.
I miss about being
on the road is you wake up at some shitty motel and you go downstairs and you mix the oatmeal with Tricks? With Activia.
You
make a nice big bowl of Activia oatmeal.
That sounds horrible. See, I'm over here eating fucking 4 of those Danishes, pre-wrapped Danishes.
I was on the road with Lewis and Dave one time, and we borrowed Bobby's car, and I drove to Detroit for them in Bobby's car.
I remember that. You had that fucking show in a strip club?
Yeah, and it was like, I drove like fucking maybe 7 hours at night.
Oh, Jesus.
And we got to the motel like way late. And Lewis was like about to get into a fight with the guy at the, like, Lewis was immediate as soon as we get there. He's like, what do you mean the fucking rooms aren't, you know? And the guy's like, we don't have reservations. It's like it's some shitty motel. And he's like, bro, you're going to find a fucking. And so I'm like, I'm not. And I just immediately, because I'm like, I'm figuring they're going to call the cops and we're going to have to leave. So I just like went to the breakfast area and started eating right before anything could happen.
Respect.
And then eventually got
de-escalate.
Resolved.
De-escalate.
And Lewis comes over and he's like, what are you doing? You're an animal. And I'm like, me? You're about to hate crime this Indian man. I'm just trying to get free kicks.
You're about to just the overnight man, guy who works the desk at a Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that motel was such a dump. They had like, you know, like some places you go, it's like, feel free to take our towels, but keep in mind there's a service charge for them.
Yeah.
So this place had one of those signs, but it was like, had a listing of prices and the towels are like $25.
Hilarious.
But then it's like the TV is $500. Yeah. Like the mirror in the bathroom is a price.
Yeah, dude.
That's a real Andrew Yang move, is to keep the TV from a hotel room.
Yeah.
What a funny thing to do. Like, they're not going to notice.
Well,
they'll be like, huh.
I think if you're doing that, you're just trashing it, right? No one's stealing TVs from a hotel room, are they? I think you're just getting fucked up off
You want this Magnavox from 1989?
Yeah. You need this fucking ray tube TV.
What's that?
Cathode ray tube.
Is that the name? I forget.
Yeah, she's one of the cooking women.
Cathode ray?
Yeah, Kathy Ray Tube.
Oh, yeah, I know
Kathy
her.
Ray Tube.
Yeah. Y'all, we're making chocolate cocks filled with...
Cathode with ray tube.
With a Bernays.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get my dick sucked by Kathy Tube.
Kathy Tube. What's the word?
She would be so nice about sucking your dick. Mm. She'd be nice to you after she sucked it.
Oh, she'd be, she'd love it, dude. She's a kind
she'd
of
be like, thank you.
Joanne Fabrics vibes.
Are women, yeah, women not normally nice to you afterwards?
No, I
no,
mean,
they're like, get out, Adam.
Yeah, yeah. She'd be like, thank you for that, for the cum.
That was delicious.
That was great.
Get out of my high school.
Get out.
Get out.
You don't even go here.
Get out of, get out of, 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 Benjamin Netanyahu Elementary School.
Hey, it's,
right now.
I am going to report you if you don't leave the Golden Meir Auditorium right this instant.
I'm the club, I'm the club advisor for the comedy club here at Benjamin Netanyahu Elementary. Okay? I'm trying to bolster my resume at 33 by helping out after school teaching them comedy.
I got to give it to Israel in terms of that they did do some some impressive wars. I got to admit, they
did.
Yeah,
Six-Day War.
The Six-Day War is pretty cool. Now, I wish they didn't do genocide right after that, but the war itself, you got to give them props for that.
The war on getting Percy?
The war on getting Percy.
My friend's name is Percy. I'm like, come on, bro. That can't be your real name.
Yeah. that guy, that character, this weird version of Andrew Yang getting mad because he saw the movie Percy Jackson.
Yeah, and it's not
like,
about
what
getting
what the hell
Percy
is this? I thought I was about to watch Samuel L. Jackson get Percy.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I'm trying to have Percy, an evening with some Percy.
I'm actually, what about, what do you guys think of this for a phrase to say that you are a Vietnam veteran?
Because like
you got wetter, you got pussy in Vietnam.
Vietnam.
But you weren't in the war. You just went to Vietnam to get pussy.
Yeah.
Get
you just went for the vibes.
For the vibes, dude. Vietnam, I bet you the Vietnamese vibes are pretty good right now.
Over there, right now? Yeah, it's probably great.
They probably locked the fuck down.
Probably better than here.
Probably don't have coronavirus, and you get a big bowl of pho, some spring rolls, get your dick sucked pretty cheap, on the cheap.
Go ride a rickshaw.
That'd be awesome. Go to Ho Chi Minh City, get some pussy.
I would love that. That's such a good name for a place.
Ho Chi Minh City, bro. I'm about to grow his facial hair, start wearing a little hat like that.
You should get a Fu Manchu.
Stavros Chi Minh. Stav Chi Minh.
You could look a little Asian, actually.
Scrooge.
I went, when I went to Popular Jewelry to fucking get a couple.
They thought you were Chinese?
They asked me if I was Chinese.
That's so sick. You should have said yes for the discount.
I should have.
For the family discount.
I feel like now, though, growing out my hair, I look much more Greek. I feel like this is the haircut of Greek excellence, a balding long flow.
Actually, that's true. I had a guy on my old apartment on my block that was a buzz cut. Fat Asian, like Chinese guy. He looked a lot like you, actually.
Yeah, buzz cuts are the great equalizer with a fat guy. A lot of fat people just look ugly. You can either look Chinese. If you're fat, if your cheeks go a certain way, it gives you a little Asiatic flavor, I think it's safe to say.
I'm going to tug butt cheer.
Let's hear it.
No, I got nothing on that one.
Tug right. butt cheer?
Sorry, I'm going to have to make a coffee real quick.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Why don't you drink the coffee you have there?
I already finished it.
You really are a coffee addict. You're addicted to Java.
Well, you got to understand, it's like something's got to power. I just...
The machine.
I just did a flawless Andrew Yang impression.
That was really good.
That was really
and
good.
To stay on note, I mean, you got to...
They
really,
should sure. give us credit for...
For what?
You really need drugs to get the to get going.
Maybe you should do drugs, dude.
Butt cheeks. Butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks.
Don't you understand? His cheeks have been clapped.
Someone clapped his cheeks. Ah, oh, fuck.
Are you telling me?
She scratched you?
Sorry, dude.
Oh, her shit's all over my jacket, man.
Somebody told me.
Come on, man.
Stop. I'm are you so going to complain about the cat?
Do you see my eyes right now?
You're the one we were supposed to do this at your apartment, but you said we have to do it.
We could do it at mine, dude.
You know there's a cat.
I'm so allergic to this fucking cat.
We had to switch it to yours.
I had to move for 1 week. We can go back to mine. It's fine. We can use the living room. We have three chairs there.
I'm gonna keep.
Yeah, I don't have to. I won't have to sit on a box anymore. I've been sitting on a box the last 3 weeks.
I'm going. If you say another word, I'm gonna kill your dog with Brazilian jiu-jitsu moves.
No, you can kill my dog anyway.
Why don't you fucking hang up your fucking coat next time, bro?
Where does he have a hang for that?
He has a claw. He's a coat closet.
Oh, that's true.
Put your fucking phone away. He's going to make coffee.
Check my money.
I had to check my money.
The anyway, wolf, the Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay, Stop. Do you see how much hair there is on that jacket?
I'm not.
That's a disrespectful amount of hair.
Oh my God.
That is a Nick amount of hair.
Shed all
if
over
Nick
your
did that, he'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's pretty funny.
Oh my gosh.
That
okay, anyway,
funny.
We'll deal with that after the show. You have a lint roller, Nick? He's not answering me.
It is so funny you're allergic to cats. I forgot.
I hate it, dude. I hate these cocksuckers. I think I'm allergic to my dog anyway, but I can't get rid of her.
You're allergic to your dog?
I love her too much. Sometimes her fur makes me itch. My
when
skin.
You put her tail
when
on
I have
your
sex
ass.
With her.
You use her fucking tail as a dildo.
Well, her tail is she can move it in four different directions. Yep. So it's better than a real penis.
Do you think you could train her to hit your G spot with her tail?
Do you think I could?
Have you ever had your prostate stimulated, Adam?
I had a prostate exam once, and
was the doctor finger fucking you?
The doctor presses on your prostate.
Okay.
And he said, and I was an old man, he said, this is going to feel like you need to pee.
Mm.
And it really does.
Wow.
I wouldn't say it was pleasant.
You think if he worked it a little better, it would have felt good?
I don't know. That's what gay guys, I guess, that's the ultimate for them, is feeling like they need to pee.
Really?
From some guy's fingers in their ass.
Is that the ultimate gay guy desire?
I don't know. Getting your ass stimulated? I assume.
You feeling like you need to pee?
I assume that's the point.
Yeah, I guess so. Unless you like to
based
stimulate the
based on my limited
asses.
Experience of having things in my ass, that, you know, seems to be the point of
32,
of gay.
Right? Being 32, I think it's time I got the Stifler treatment and got finger fucked by a hot lady.
Got milked?
Why not?
Why
At
not?
At this point, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but based on that doctor's
visit, it sounds like
you
are. It sounds like you're a fucking coward.
I'm not a homophobe, and I'm not a coward.
You're both.
I'm both.
You're a coward who's scared of gay men.
Yeah, it's true. The hatred shouldn't be phobe. It should be a different word.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, thank
go
you.
Go off. This is your ISO. This is your ISO.
This is my observational
You
bit.
Get 30 more seconds.
Mm. Okay, so if I'm a homophobe, that means I'm just like, ah, spooky.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
scared. That's really good.
Should
it's
be
something
a better,
I haven't heard before.
Yeah.
I've definitely never heard that
premise. Yeah.
That's such original.
Thanks.
By the way, Nick said it's an original bit, everyone.
I probably
from his kitchen.
I mean, first of all, is it not? It's not an original bit. Second of all, I've probably said it three times on the show. And
you've
it's probably
stolen it already.
And that's probably, and that's, you guys probably came back with that. I feel like
no,
we're just living in a groundhog.
I think it's a good premise.
Thank you, dude.
Let's see. I had some thoughts about something that I wanted to bring up on the show, but I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to say I'm jealous of Joe Biden, dude.
Why? Because he gets to just be
his
wheeled
life
around,
rocks, dude.
Yeah,
he doesn't know
does
where the
rock.
Fuck he is.
Yeah.
All he did was get one cool black friend. If you get a black friend cool mm-hmm. enough, all your dreams can come true.
I don't know. I think all those little kids at the pool.
I don't think they're friends.
I think they were all his friends.
What was the guy's name? Slipknot or Blackjack?
Corn Pop.
Corn Pop.
I think Corn Pop was probably his friend.
I guess that's true. He made two cool black friends, mm-hmm. Corn Pop and Barry O.
Yeah. No, his granddaughter posted a picture of him from President's Day where they bought him a bunch of stuff that says that he's the president on it, like a president
to
hat
remind him.
And a president jacket and stuff, and he looks so utterly confused.
Yeah, dude.
Like, happy President's Day, we got you all this cool swag. Yeah. And he looks like he does not know where he is.
I love him, dude.
Yeah.
I wish that was my fucking life. You just accidentally fail into your career dream.
Come on, man! I'm the president. That's my daughter's. They got me. They got me a dildo. It's got a.
It has the seal.
It says Ask Force One.
That'd be cool.
A big long dildo. It says Ask Force One on the side. And when you sit down on a 15-inch dildo. But the second it reaches your brain, that's how you get the thinking started. That's I couldn't think about anything until I sat on that big cock.
Big cock.
I put the big cock in my ass.
It would be awesome if he just had a fucking plug in at all times.
Mm-hmm. I plug up.
He's got a plug and two nipple rings.
The American people want to see a big cock in my ass.
It's. I hope they let him do an audiobook. Yeah, I think he'd be awesome. I think he'd be a good narrator.
One fish, two fish, red fish, bullfish.
Mm-hmm.
That's two different fish.
He's got two fish.
There's a guy down the street selling fish. Went over there and said, "Why don't you give me a fucking hand job?"
Chapter two.
If you want curses,
we can either bust that.
There's a guy named Dickhead Faggot. His dad owned the railroad. And we would all go over to his house and we'd compare our dick sizes. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was a guy named Big Cock Larry. And we thought he had the biggest cock, but he pulled his pants down to his regular size.
Wow.
And turns out it was actually a mongoloid that had the biggest one. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
if you like Joe Biden, you can find out more about him at MacWeldon.com.
They have a
go
tab.
To MacWeldon, go to the Joe Biden tab.
MacWeldon.com/Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Mac Touches. Mm-hmm. MacWeldon.com/touch me. Mm-hmm. Touch me.
Touch my dick. If you suck my hog, then I'll fuck your ass. You can make me come.
You can fuck my ass. You can fuck my ass. Fuck me in my ass.
You Why can don't you suck me there?
Suck my dick. I can't wait to get fucked in my ass.
I'm fucking gay. My dick is small.
Let's see. Let's
stuff my pussy.
MacWeldon, they've got a simple Pratt fabrics here.
I love simple fabrics.
I hate when they get too complicated.
Simple fabrics for simple minds. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I had to buy some Long Johns recently.
I have some Long Johns from MacWeldon.
And it was such a pain in the ass to have to go figure out how to buy them. I ended up just completely nude in the middle of Fifth Avenue.
That's right.
With a
dick in a snowbank,
a sandwich board that said "I hate the N word,"
right?
You know, mm-hmm. And then I trying to explain to everyone, it's like, no, I hate when people say it. I'm not.
Can't you see the quotation marks around it?
Yeah.
It's because someone's saying it. That's what I hate.
What a cool scene in a movie.
It is pretty good.
We founded MacWeldon. We did because we wanted more out of our basics, and always questioned how something so essential could be such a pain in the ass to buy.
Thank you. I've been questioning that for years, bro.
Yeah, that's a good question.
The frustration was real, and the eureka moment happened in a department store aisle full of brands that dominated our top drawers, surrounded by a mind-numbing assortment of underwear and socks. We realized consistent fit.
Adam,
quality.
Stay on your box, please.
No, my box is hurting my butt.
Stay on your box. You're fucking up the feng shui, dude.
No, I'm looking at you like this.
You're not even looking at
me. You guys are so comfortable on the couch. I have to sit on this box.
You're looking at him the way Kate looks at Jack in Titanic.
Hornily.
Yeah.
With your pussy fucking dripping.
Yeah.
Your pussy saturating.
Why don't you tell him about the long underwear you guys?
Well, let me say this. For years, was pretending I had ever worn MacWeldon's. But recently...
Really, I literally am. Look, I'll prove it. I'm wearing it right now.
I know you are. Let me see, am I?
Let me see. Just a little bit lower. It looks like a vagina. That looked, I mean, I just...
I pulled my pubic hair out. Yes, I trimmed my
pubes. You pulled your pubic hair?
Yes, I trimmed my pubes. What am I, a fucking animal?
You ripped them out?
I don't trim my pubes.
No, I use a Norelco One Blade to give it a little once
over. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you use
I don't think we've gotten money from anybody else in a while, so...
Okay, yeah.
I've used the Norelco One Blade, thank you very much. Until the check clears, that's what I use.
MacWeldon,
on the other hand.
The underwear is really nice. In fact, I'm like, they keep sending me a promo code that, like, a one for us that just gets.
Yeah,
it.
Why can't I get that?
They get, shut up.
I've never gotten it either.
They get it for free, but then.
One for you, you mean?
Well, they send it to me because it's always been
done
to the media company.
I think Nick deserves it. He fucking does all the ads.
He negotiates.
He deserves the free underwear. Well, you can buy your own fucking underwear.
Yeah.
I will.
You can go to MacWeldon.
How about I buy you some damn underwear?
How about
underwear?
You buy me some underwear? You go to MacWeldon.com, promo code, what is it?
Cumtown
20 or Cumtown. Anyway, I bought the long underwear.
Cumtown 20.
I love it. I've been going on walks. Everyone knows. Everyone by this point must be acquainted with the fact that I am the 20,000 step bastard, and I get around 9 to 10 miles a day walking on most days. In the winter, that's difficult to do. I bought some cheap fucking bullshit Long Johns. They would bunch my nuts up. I would get fucking itchy.
Some of those guys
get
itchy.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
I said to myself, what the fuck am I doing? We got a fucking sponsor here that makes underwear so beautiful it'll make you cry.
Yeah, honestly,
let
it is
me
annoying.
Buy it.
When I run out of Macwalden underwear and I have to go back to wearing my other underwear
sucks
before
dick.
Doing laundry, it makes me pissed off.
It pisses me the fuck off.
It makes me really fucking angry.
Me yeah. too.
And he takes it out on the people in his life.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
The fuck are you talking about?
Stop it, dude.
Don't interrupt me on a good underwear day.
I'm sorry.
I got my Macwalden underwear
Nick,
on.
Come on, let him
come
go.
Come on, cool out, cool
and
out.
Leave
bring,
the kid alone. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Cool on out, cool
I'm
on out, dude.
Ready to bring a gun to the Palisades Mall. And show everyone.
That would be awesome.
I was watching, yeah. Never mind.
What? Yeah,
on bet. The local news, there was a savage attack in a Brooklyn mall the other day.
And really? Then,
yeah, they said that before damn, the commercial.
Was it a guy wearing Vanguard News Network?
Was it a savage attack? Was it a guy wearing Rihanna's lingerie line?
I don't know. Oh, the Savage Fenty. Dude,
which, by the way, of course
you
I
You saw
did.
That pic, dude.
I would honestly, Adam, I would shoot you a point-blank range to have sex with Rihanna.
I would die tomorrow for one sex
if you
with
wanna,
her.
If you wanna,
I would shoot your nose off with an elephant rifle to have sex with her.
I would shoot my own nose off.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Oh, sorry. I said what I was texting.
He literally did, folks. You might think Nick was joking. I saw him X out of his text box.
Yeah. Mack Weldon will be the most comfortable underwear, sock shirts.
Comfortable, warm.
Hoodies and sweatpants and more that you will ever wear. I'm going to start talking like Spinner from Degrassi.
Well, I like that for you.
Dude, I've told multiple women, I've been watching Degrassi with strange women.
Nice.
And I love chicks.
Numerous people I've told that Spinner's the character is supposed to have Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm. And they believe it?
100% hit rate.
Nice.
I love that.
Yeah. They probably really believe it. They're not just like, why won't this guy shut the fuck up about Degrassi?
Yeah, no. It's the way I said it. I'm like, not the one that's
they're like, uh-huh. They're putting their fucking shoes on after not coming.
You're fucking... you're confusing your dates when you're like
no,
showing
not.
Off your M&M collection. You're like, this is the blue one. He's the smart one.
First of all, I would eat my... Pick a side with me. If I'm so fat in your fucking little fantasies, I'm eating the fucking
the
M&M's before there's a chance.
The plushies that you
I would eat those two out of being confused and hungry. Thank you very much. This character of Stavros that you've created,
you
would accuse him of eating these plushies.
I crushed them.
Now who's mad about characters? don't you try to instigate. You keep your
I don't know. I wasn't even paying attention to what you're saying. I was just,
Adam likes a little sparring match between the two titans of the podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's
Godzilla and Mothra going. Yeah.
And guess what I am?
He's a gay little Japanese guy going, yeah.
Godzilla, you have to stop Mothra.
I did good on Valentine's. I made spaghetti meatballs.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Where did this? Who asked?
I just want my boys to know.
But what did that have to do with that?
Because we're talking about the empty women, the empty sex that we have. Adam
I'm
wants
just telling
to,
you guys, giving you something to inspire Adam
subliminally.
Oh, maybe you get a girlfriend.
I don't even fuck anymore. I just force people to watch Degrassi.
I'm just saying, maybe you get a girlfriend. You make from scratch.
You made from
spaghetti,
scratch spaghetti?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Nah, I'm not doing that shit.
Why?
That sounds kind of
I'm saying
nice.
I mix half pork, half ground beef. And you know what? Instead of milk,
half
you know what
Chinese.
I used? I used ricotta. It was richer. And then I put a nice
well,
spice on the meatball.
You'll be richer if you put on Macwalden underwear.
Your dick will feel like $1 million.
And if you don't like it, you can...
Or your pussy.
If you don't like it, they'll refund you.
I like
your
that.
Order.
Yep.
And if you get
they have a
it?
Fucking
what is it? You get
no risk guarantee. You get
hometown 20. Yeah, the no risk guarantee. Something about, I think they send you free underwear on your birthday or something.
Yep.
That might
oh,
be
yeah.
in there. That might be something. They got the Macwalden Loyalty Blue or something.
I love being a part of the Blue
You'll
Network.
See it. Look, go there and you sign up for the Blue Network, and if you spend it, you sign up. And you get something like 20% off every order if you spend over $6 million.
Yeah, just like mm-hmm. this.
And
6 million yen, which is much lower.
6
dollars.
Million yen mm-hmm. in
which
Japanese.
Which is what order. Mr. Yang wants to convert us to.
Andrew Slurring.
Andrew Slurring.
You got to check out MerrickWilden.com.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Urine.
Andrew Urine. My name is my name is Andrew Urine.
No, that's how we say it in Irkland.
In Irkland is Andrew Urine.
Inter-Wern.
I love having wearing derpers. I love putting on my Mac Weldon derpers.
Mac Weldon should start doing diapers.
Derpers for wiggers.
Derpers?
Derpers for workers. what did we miss here?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Do not share promo code. Yep. 20% off your first order, macworld.com. Where the fuck is this loyalty? Because that's the thing they want.
Okay. So, yeah, we're still doing nice the read, and I want to say...
Design premium.
I love the loyalty program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a part of it.
Look, to be honest with you, I don't fuck around with any of that shit because I get the underwear for free.
But I do... Mm-hmm.
But here's,
and I say it's
here's
great.
How much I enjoy the underwear is that I've harassed the media company buyer for additional promo codes so I can get even more of it for
mm-hmm.
free.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds fair to me.
Yeah. But I would pay for it. It's just it would be foolish of me not to try and get
Nick something. Is a capitalist at heart.
At my heart, I'm a captain of industry.
And how you make money is begging for free stuff.
Capitalism, bad. Capitalism? Mm-hmm. No, that's cool.
That is cool, dude.
It's going to be so funny how gay all of this...
socialism is?
Yeah. Well, just the online world of... What are you doing?
It already
is. I'm just blocking
is.
Out the lights. I'm just playing like a little game.
What are you playing? What are you doing?
Okay, for the sometimes you literally have the mind of a baby.
No, that was like a cat. You were like a cat playing with a laser pointer just now,
bro. I didn't even plan. I was totally just my body took over. I was like,
no. I mean, you're playing like a baby's game of object completion or whatever.
Yeah, I'm playing peekaboo with your lights. I like the orange hue. It's cool.
Yeah, it is nice. It's nice at night when I put on westerns. And
oh, hell yeah.
I love that.
You got the light bulbs that change colors?
Yeah, and I got blackout curtains, too. I can give you a little O. Sam Powell after
very
this.
Very nice.
MacWeldon.com, promo code COMETOWN20.
And sign up for the fucking blue network.
The blue network.
Support the blue.
Back the blue.
Back yeah. the blue.
Mac Weldon Blue Lives Matter.
For every order, a dollar goes to Officer Brian Sicknick's family, mm-hmm. who was raped to death at the Capitol.
This
fucking bastard pig, RIP, had a fire extinguisher shoved in his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All cops are bastards. Especially.
This guy's good, though.
He's the kind of bastard like, you know, Sean Connery would respect him after being his enemy.
Yeah, right. He's a bastard, but he's a hero.
I'm Antifa, but he's a very good guy. He's
one Sean Connery.
Yeah, Sean.
Mumbai Sean Connery. Oh, Bombay Sean.
Bombay Sean.
Raj Connery.
Raj Connery.
My name is Bon James Bond, and I want to give a kiss to Al Porsche.
My name is Bon James Bond.
Bon James Bond. And I want to go kiss your pussy.
That's awesome, man. Oh, fuck, dude. Sucking a dick because I'm gay.
Putting a dick inside my ass. If you like Cumtown and you're upset with the quality of this episode, you can always go to patreon.com/cumtown and sign up and get an additional... phoned in.
But yeah, no, the really good ones are there.
No, we save the good
really
ones.
Good ones are
the
there. Ones,
we don't sell out on those.
We
no
actually,
ads.
Those ones are is a writer's room.
Yeah, we plan them out for
they're
a long
scripted.
Time.
We got Asian girls, Indian girls,
yeah.
Black girls.
We got whatever the fuck
all
you want.
Types of girls writing our
all
episodes
type, all type
on Patreon.com.
It's basically Mambo Number 5, which is our writer's room.
Yeah, we got Pamela.
It would be funny if I could manage to somehow still have a conversation with anybody at any fucking anybody in the industry to just be like, I got this idea for a show and I think it'd be really good. But basically, it's like it would be like sort of
kind of like a man on the street thing, but we like really try to tackle the issue of gentrification and figure out what's going on with that.
Okay.
And then that's it. That's the pitch. Mm-hmm. But a comedic, it's a comedic look at gentrification.
Right. Oh, that'd be funny.
Because that's what I think a lot of people, they don't even understand.
Dude, I've never heard that discussed.
Yeah.
We should talk about circles. Stuff like, we should talk about
it's
like.
It's crazy how neighborhoods change.
We should do stuff. A show about like white privilege, I think.
Do you think the world's ready for that?
I don't think so.
It's very funny, too. We all know that.
I think we should do a show about a guy who keeps shitting his pants.
Mm-hmm.
We should.
That would be an awesome guy.
We should do a show about an Indian guy who grew up with doctors as parents.
It would be funny if Comedy Central just now, like in the last month, aired 4 different shows about Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That were all like, President Dumbass. And Cartoon Joe.
Yeah, yeah,
the idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just do that with every president.
That would be honorable.
They all tank.
I would watch a Joe Biden show, man.
Yeah.
He is so
He's a fucking, good character.
If you put a dick in my ass. I would watch that before I watch a Trump show.
Yeah.
That has the opportunity to be actually funny.
Mm-hmm.
Biden is hilarious, dude.
I said, listen, Cole House.
Imagine how mad Hillary Clinton is every day she sees a picture of Joe Biden as president.
Me and Clinton were talking about making a movie. And I said, what kind of movie? He said, take your pants off. I'll show you. I said, I don't know about that. That seems kind of weird. But sometimes you gotta do weird things so you can go ahead and do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do stuff that feels weird just so you can help some guy get off.
Damn, Joe Biden and Clint Eastwood having gay sex. That would be awesome, dude.
Joe, why don't you take your pants off? Joe, what the hell are you doing? I'm sucking your cock. So you're sucking my cock, huh? Well, good job.
Are you feeling gay?
You gotta ask yourself that question. Where am I? That's not the right question. Where the hell am I? We're in the master bathroom. We're in a handicapped stall in Penn Station.
I know a guy that likes to hang out there.
That would be awesome if they got caught having gay sex in a public restroom.
There's that guy.
Clint Eastwood and Joe Biden. Yeah.
So I walk in there, and there's the president. And
wow, it's my lucky day.
And I said, fellas.
Jackpot.
You're stealing my bits.
I'll forgive you if you let me suck your cocks.
Oh, we had a friend. We called him Gay Joe. Gay Joe would come by and he lived in a bathroom.
The president is having lunch. The president will be getting lunch.
He's having his 3 p.m. dinner.
Now everybody's just can't wait to suck off this Jen Psaki woman.
Who's that?
The press secretary.
They
you
like
want to
her?
Fuck her? I mean, I would, but I wouldn't be that thrilled.
The redhead
like,
lady?
She's the best. She's perfect.
She can suck my little prick as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
It's just like, she's just going to lie. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's just so nice to have somebody who doesn't lie to you.
It's so
who
refreshing.
Loves facts. It's like, no, she's
don't
absolutely
lie.
Lying.
Yeah,
it's so funny
to
go back to just concentrating on myself instead of making everything about myself via politics.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's so refreshing to have a woman who says, I will look into that for you, Dale.
The American people should know I accidentally got my dick ripped off in a toaster oven. I thought you could fuck it, and it turns out you can. If you put your penis in a toaster... In a toaster.
I forgot. I can't remember what he sounds like. I mean, it's fucking...
It doesn't matter. That's a good approximation.
It's so elusive.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna cruise and pretend.
Does he talk in public anymore? I think they kind of hit him away.
That's why it's hard.
They hit him away.
Never hear him speak.
That was the nice thing about the campaign is he had to, like, contractually speak.
And he wasn't even out there that much.
No, they hit him away.
Yeah, there's debates and, like, one speech every, like, month.
On Zoom.
Yeah.
Little have a star. Tell us where you wonder are. Up above the clouds so high.
Joe, go back to bed. You're having a stroke.
That'd be cool if we had a deep fake president, though.
Yeah.
I remember a song I used to sing to Bo when he was going to sleep. Little have a star.
Little.
How I wonder how you are. Up above the clouds so high, I wonder why it's you and I.
Where's Hunter? Is he getting pussy?
Yeah, he's back getting pussy.
I love that guy.
He's trying to be an artist, too. Fuck just yeah,
dude. Trying to do art.
Hunter, you're invited to become on the podcast.
Me and my dad, we used to smoke crack together.
We're going to have all the Hunters on.
What if that's just what Hunter Biden sounds like?
He has a little bit of it. It's obviously it's his dad, but yeah.
Does he?
I don't know what his voice sounds like at all, actually.
Sounds like my cock going into your mouth, huh?
It does sound
that's
like
rude,
that.
That's rude, Mr. President.
It does sound like that, Adam.
That's rude to me.
Sounds like taking a shit.
Sounds like shitting in your own pussy.
I'm gay.
Suck my dick.
Let's get another tequila on the way
suck
out.
Suck my dick.
No, let's just fucking...
My penis.
I'm gay. Suck my penis.